99.1 KKFT.
This is what I think.
Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1
and 92.3 FM.
Okay, welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local, 1106. First Source Pet Food, Mark Gleese is the one and only Northern Nevada exclusive dealer of First Source Pet Food. It's the premier nationwide fresh raw food for pets. He's been feeding his dogs raw food for over 20 years and has developed a passion for learning about pet nutrition. He started FirstSourcePetFoodsReno.com in June of 2022. Hey, 3 years now. Happy birthday to your biz.
Thanks, John.
Happy birthday. So right off the bat, we got a text. What is the name of the natural dog food company you guys had on?
FirstSourcePetFoodsReno.com.
See, you get more complimentary texts than I do. I get the nasty ones. But yeah, who could get nasty about raw pet food? That's a wonderful thing to be in.
Hey, can I make a shout out to my wife, Linda?
Sure.
She's visiting her brother, Steve, down in San Diego, and they're listening right now on the internet.
Oh, streaming, huh? And folks, we also podcast these shows on the website, upper left corner. Click that, pick your hour, and listen to these great guests who I personally have learned so much from. Dr. Michelle is busy with animals, of course, today. So tell us about the website, and you added something new?
Yeah, so I put a banner on the website so that people can ask Dr. Brim a question. So you just go to the website, FirstSourcePetFoodsReno.com, and right up front you'll see a banner, and it's Ask Dr. Brim a Question.
Dr. Brim is at the Moffitt Animal Clinic in Fernley, but I was looking at that clinic, and they cover like a huge area. I mean, not just Fernley, and she's in big demand because, my gosh, she earned her degree in genetics, was a genetics engineer, finished a master's degree in nutritional physiology, and then she kept studying, and she took the specialized training in holistic veterinary medicine, and she is certified in veterinary acupuncture, canine massage therapy, veterinary chiropractic, and she got a master's degree in 1994. She knows everything on pets, and when she's not at work, she's always working. That's why she's not here, right?
Correct.
Oh, my gosh. Once you're in the biz, it never stops, it seems. Well, okay, so you're getting some good reaction. The Blue Ridge Beef Products, you know, I can tell the story again. They're sourced from USDA-certified and inspected human-grade farms and ranches. They've been doing this. They're nothing new. They've been doing this since 1979. The facility, where is the Blue Ridge Beef actual central facility at?
Actually, it's a family-owned operation, and there's two facilities, but we're associated with the Georgia facility, Eatonville, Georgia, and that's where the Leahs operate Blue Ridge Beef out of, and they service pretty much everything south of the Mason-Dixon line.
And the raw pet food, what's interesting about this place, they have the same quality control standards as you would find in a human-grade food operation. And this raw pet food, the proteins are beef, chicken, turkey, venison, quail, duck, rabbit, salmon, pork, and green tripe. What the heck? But I don't even know what that is.
Green tripe is the contents of the cow's stomach.
Is it really? And the doggies like that?
They go crazy over green tripe. They love green. It can be, you know, pretty smelly, but it's
oh my gosh.
It's sought after the dogs love it.
Well, this is food for animals as God intended, pretty much. What's the top seller? And by the way, do you offer all these proteins yourself, Mark?
We stock most of them. We special order things like rabbit, quail, and duck, just because a little bit more. Not a lot of people want that, but our best sellers are things like puppy mix, which is really just a name. My adult dogs eat puppy mix, and kitten mix, which is for cats. It's the only mix on the lineup for cats. But cats can also have most of the other proteins as well, although they don't like green tripe typically, but they can eat the duck with bone, quail.
Well, I don't know, Mark. I got some really picky cats. You know, cats are just aggravating sometimes. You go out and get something expensive, and they turn their nose up at it. It's, but they liked your stuff. And what I love about your stuff is that you folks, this is, it comes frozen. And because it comes frozen, you can buy it in bulk. And buying in bulk saves a lot of money. It's very cost effective. What forms do you sell in bulk, Mark?
Pretty much everything's sold in 30-pound boxes. They come in 2-pound chubs. So there's 15 chubs per box.
And so if you get like a 30-pound case, you're paying like, what, $4 a pound?
Depending on the protein, yeah. Generally speaking, you can feed a good diet of beef, chicken, pork, or venison for around $4 a pound, under probably.
So I put you on the spot last time. I said, how much protein is in your raw pet food? And I didn't know this was such a complicated way to find out. You know, I just pick up a thing at the supermarket. You'll see on the back a label that says, you know, how much carbs, how much protein. But your food has a lot of moisture in it. And so it's hard to compute exactly what that protein percentage is.
Correct. Any raw product is going to have moisture in it. And depending on the protein,
it's got to have a lot. This is all meats, right?
Depending on the protein, it can have more or less. And so I think the range is probably around 42%, like for chicken, all the way up to maybe 65% protein for something like a natural mix.
I'm afraid to ask, traditional pet food, what percentage protein do you find?
We're talking kibble, typically, and you're talking in the 20s. Some of the better kibble or dry dog foods will be in the 30s.
The food is raw, safe. As I said, it's human grade, USDA inspected, FDA inspected, USDA approved. And folks can pick up. They can order and pick up their cases, or you sell the tubes individually too, don't you?
We had on Rebecca Randolph. I don't know if you remember, John. She runs a store called Paws or Positively Pets.
Yeah, right.
Right. So they sell our product by the chub. So you can buy individual chubs to just try it out. You don't have to buy a 30-pound case. And they've got a good group of people working there that really know their stuff around raw. You know, the raw feeding thing.
People in stores like that just love pets, right? And they want to stock the best there is. Is that the only store where people can actually walk in and buy the First Source pet food?
Correct. Right now, that's the only store.
Okay. What's the name and where is it?
Positively Pets are in the Debonny Ranch Walmart Shopping Center.
And how many varieties do they sell of your food there?
They can sell almost anything we have on our menu, and they do it by the chub. Some they're not going to have it in stock. They'd have to order it possibly, but you can tell them what you want, and you can come back and pick it up the next day.
I like how we're talking menu when we talk about pet food. That's classy, dude. That really is. Now, there's another alternative. It's probably a lot easier. You deliver for a small fee?
I can deliver. It just depends on how much food we're talking about.
Or folks can pick up the cases or the tubes at your cold storage warehouse. And that's in Reno, right?
It's on Sutro Avenue. Okay. It's the old Sierra Pacific Seafood cold storage facility. It's 2531 Sutro, but they're only open during the weekdays. And I meet people over there typically right after lunch. They're running a food distribution center there, and I don't want to get in their way. So we try to make it after their rush is all done. But I can meet people there during the weekdays, and we have people come down to our facility in Pleasant Valley after, you know, after work or on the weekends. We got a lot of folks come pick up food on Saturdays and Sundays.
You know, you're a soft-spoken guy. You're not a hard salesman. You have just discovered, after feeding your dogs raw food for over 20 years, that that's how you developed a passion for offering this food. Tell me about your dogs. Well, I mean, they live in longer, I imagine, huh?
Well, we had Airedales for most of our lives. And the last female Airedale I had, she died about 3 years ago. She was the longest living of her litter by over three, four years. Most of her litter mates had died much younger than she. But most of my dogs have lived a pretty ripe age, you know, typically. Right now I've got two standard poodles. They're both about 55 pounds. They're both black. I'd never had a black dog before. And the really challenge with black dogs, they're really hard to take pictures of black dogs.
A lot of lighting.
There's no contrast. You know? It's like you can't see their eyes. But they're beautiful poodles, and they've been fed raw their entire lives.
You know, I looked into when I was looking to get a dog, and I ended up with cats. But I was looking at breeds of dogs, and I couldn't figure out what is the disadvantage of having a poodle. I couldn't figure it out. Why doesn't everybody get poodles? Because they don't shed, right?
Neither do Airedales. That's why we like both breeds. They're hypoallergenic dogs.
That's a huge thing, Mark, as you know. My gosh, we have to hire cleaning ladies just because those darn cats shed like crazy. Everywhere. It gets everywhere. You know, it got in my food. I don't know how it gets in my food. And one is in my ear. They just float around in the air. It's a terrible thing. So why do people not all buy poodles and Airedales because they don't shed?
Well, you know, if you look at the golden retrievers, they're just damn good-looking dogs, and they're cute, and people just can't.
They're good-looking.
They're good, you know, but there's a lot of hair. German Shepherds, people have a real, you know, I think people have their favorite breeds.
Sure thing.
You know, I.
But there's no inherent disadvantage to poodles, right?
No.
Seems like the perfect dog to me.
They're very intelligent dogs.
And they're smart.
Very smart.
Oh, cool.
Great problem solvers.
All right, folks, you have a question about, pet foods. And Mark is here. FirstSourcePetFoods.com, and of course the website FirstSourcePetFoodsReno.com. Mark Gleese, the one and only Northern Nevada exclusive dealer of First Source Pet Food. Call now. One more segment with Mark, 884-9910, or text it. But anything to do with pets, health, food, now's the time to do it. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, 11:19.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Police is here. One more segment with First Source Pet Food. Pet questions, 884-9910, especially about health and especially about food. I made the comment, Mark is not a hard sell sales guy. Well, he just told me, and by the way, our sales staff, I hope they're listening. You just gave the secret to selling things. What is it, Mark?
I really believe that you don't really sell something to somebody. I believe you give them enough information so they can make an informed, intelligent decision. So it's not selling.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay. Well, all right. The more we learned about this, that's doing the job here. The concern somebody brought up about, worms? What do you say about that?
The HPP process, and you can actually, now that we've got AI up and running, you can ask your AI chatbot, does HPP kill trichinosis worms in pork? And the answer is, yes, it does. So if you're buying pork from us, there are no worms in it. At least they're not alive.
The thing I heard about is raw fish. You have to freeze it for what, 72 hours?
You know, I don't remember the FDA requirement, but it has to be kept frozen for, I believe, 72 hours at a specific minus degree temperature. I can't remember what it is, but it's a requirement by the FDA.
You're freaking out the sushi folks.
There is no raw fish.
Right. Is it a law that they have to freeze and then serve it raw as sushi?
I believe it is.
Even along the coast? Because I thought that was a Reno thing, because we're so far away from the coast that they can't serve fresh food and sushi, and that's the only reason why they have to freeze it.
I believe there's the risk of parasites in fish, and that's why they have that regulation.
What am I doing asking sushi questions here with Mark? All right. You cannot go from commercial pet food to your raw pet food product. There has to be a transition if people, their dogs and cats are likely going to like it very much, but can you instantly just convert them to?
You know, John, every animal is a little different. Some dogs, you know, their systems are much more tolerant of change, and some aren't. So it's a good idea to transition them over a 7 to 10 day period when you're moving to raw. But you can imagine that most of the people that I'm talking to have been doing the raw product themselves. We call it DIY. And they can move into, you know, we just make it easier for a DIY person to, you know, make a raw meal, because there's not as much work in it when we just open a tube of raw frozen dog food and feed it to your pet.
Well, it's thawed out, right? They don't eat it frozen.
You want to thaw it out, yeah.
Yeah, that's a dumb question, isn't it? Here's something that I wonder. Not really. I'm looking at your FAQs. John Potter would never ask this. Would there be changes in your dog's stool?
Absolutely. You'll find it. There'll be less stool, more compact. It'll probably be reasonably dark, if not black. And if you leave it alone and let it dry out, it literally turns to dust. And it doesn't smell. It has, if there's odor to it, very little.
All right. Wow. That's quite a change.
While you're on the FAQs there, John, there's some videos at the bottom. One in particular, if everybody goes to the website, firstsourcerenopetfoods.com, and you'll see a video by Dr. Karen Becker where they analyze some really pretty high-end kibbles, and the results are shocking. The amount of sugar that they show are in these foods, just it'll blow you away.
You have a number of videos. The first one is The Unknown Sugar in Pet Food. Next is Dr. Becker Discusses Raw Food Diet Part 1. Then there's Part 2. Who is Dr. Becker?
Dr. Karen Becker is one of the most read and quoted raw pet food veterinarians out there.
Nationwide.
I'll say worldwide. I mean, there's another one, Dr. Ian Billinghurst is another, and I've got some of his articles and books on the website as well.
Yeah, I see you have a list of books that people, if they're really interested, can get these books, and Dr. Billinghurst has written four of them. So you have 7 recommended resources books from doctors. There's an MD. There's an MD. These are all of them are doctors.
Well, Dr. Billinghurst actually has an online course in pet nutrition that you can take and get certified if you take one of his classes.
Jeez, what am I doing radio for? I would have loved that, but that's very intensive. I mean, I heard veterinarians get very intensive training. That would impress doctors.
Yeah, they do. But a lot of the veterinary schools are actually funded by the commercial pet food industries. So Science Hill Diet you'll find in a lot of veterinary clinics, because that's what they learned about in veterinary school, is the kibble.
And one of Dr. Billinghurst's books is, because I know so many dogs and cats that have been lost to cancer, name of this book is Pointing the Bone at Cancer in Dogs and Cats. That's a book you recommend. It's on your website. And it all starts with what they eat, just like it is where humans. It starts with what we eat. So chemicals, things like that in your raw pet food?
Our stuff is really, it's free of additives or other, there's no fillers. It's just the raw grind of whatever protein we're talking about, you know, venison, beef, turkey, chicken. It's just that.
I think that was the idea behind Farmer's Dog. And now you look at the label on Farmer's Dog and it's gone to the old traditional generic way that the other foods have gone to. Some company, some corporation must have bought it, is what I'm thinking. Anyway, First Source Pet Foods in the website where these videos are, and also you can order and find out more to keep your pets living long time. First Source Pet Foods Reno.com. Mark Leese, thank you so much for showing up again. I'm passionate about this topic, and hopefully next time I want Dr. Brim.
So, John, they can also call us at 775-846-8529.
All right. Good to see you again, my friend.
Thanks, John.
All right. We're going to do Fox News here up next. I'm John Potter. We have a half hour left to go. I don't know if it's with just me. We'll find out. It's up next. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1130.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk and 99.1fmtalk.com.
All you folks who've been texting me about my comment at 9:20 in the morning about the Riverside Artist Lofts taking offense to what I said, what are you hippie artists doing listening to this radio show? I don't get it. Let's go to the phones, 884-9910. Sonny, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, John. Thank you.
Well, this is kind of a sad phone call here. Sonny's Trump Store is going out of business. You've been saying this. You think it might be going out of business. Well, now the date has been set. Tell us about your going out of business, and I hope there's a sale involved in this, Sonny. I'm sorry to hear about the store closing, but tell us about your store in Gardnerville and your closing. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, my lease ended 6 months ago, so I've actually stayed a half a year longer than normal. Sales are okay. I'm actually just I have some I got a lot of deals right now. I got all my hats are $10 in the store, but I have a special table that have $5 hats on there. I also have any flag in the store I'm doing for $5. People complained about my flags being outside the store and all kinds of stuff, so I want to spread Trump flags all over the county. So come on down now until Thursday, and you can get flags for $5. Any hat in the store for $5 to $10. I have the 6-foot-tall Trump stand-up men. And what's funny, John, is I talked with you before about the one I had outside that I always took in overnight. And yeah. We put him out on the first, another one mounted on a board, and that night he was stolen. And the guy spent like 5 minutes trying to take him off, not to hurt him. So, but I saw him cheap, only $40, but someone came out there and stole it.
Well, all right, let me start with the flags. Who would complain about the flags? Who complained that you put out there?
Oh, I don't know, because it's some lady, but it's all right. It's going around to anybody, because you can't have flags past the election.
Well, how do you get these complaints, Sonny? Do they just randomly call you?
Oh, glad code enforcement came for me. But
code enforcement?
They were nice, though, but someone's going around because they're offended that there's Trump flags around, so.
Yeah, freedom of speech.
I'm doing any flag for $5 and all my hats for $5 to $10. So let's get all this Trump stuff out there. I got Trump cookie cutters, playing cards, Bluetooth speakers, switchblades.
Yeah. You know, I'm sorry, I want to obsess what you said about the flags. Now, I see the cardboard cutout of the president that you put out by the sidewalk there on 395 Gardnerville. And I thought, testament to the fine character of Douglas County folks, it's always there, and it hasn't once been defaced or otherwise vandalized.
Oh, yeah, no, I just I just keep them during the daytime and bring them in the store at night.
Sunny, during the daytime, nobody has messed with it. I think that's, I mean, you put that in downtown Reno, that would be...
Oh, yeah, it would be gone.
Right. And so Douglas County folks, well, they believe in the First Amendment and free speech. Okay. So
yeah, I was actually surprised that someone took the Trump stand-up man outside when we put him out up top on the first. He was taken that night. He didn't even last, I think, 13 hours. But the guy spent 5 minutes taking him off because we glued him on there good. So now we got him up there again with screws and washers and stuff in there. So it'll take more than 5 minutes to get him off.
You're only open... You're only open till Thursday.
Yeah, but I'm actually going to be open tomorrow on Sunday, too.
So, okay.
And I also do bulk deals. If someone wanted like 100 hats or something else, I'm willing to do deals and help people out. I got a lot of stuff. I also got switchblade knives, butterfly knives for $10. But I think people will miss me because what retail store has any hat you want for $10?
Yeah, or five. You had me a Trump cookie cutter. I had no idea. Talk about a selection.
I'll give you one, John. I'll give you one if you want one.
What's your top seller lately, Sonny?
I still sell a lot of hats. People like the little itty-bitty Trump Bluetooth speaker. I've been selling quite a lot of them.
Oh, wow. Trump Bluetooth speaker. What's the item?
Yeah, it's a little tiny little Trump man Bluetooth speaker. I've been selling those. But I have the stamp, Donald Trump lives here. It's weird because certain people like different things, but I'd say the hats are great. People love the hats, and I have probably 25 different hats. So
a lot of these things bring a smile to my face because they're so creative. What item gets the most laughs in your store, Sonny?
Probably the toilet papers. Although
now,
I only have Obama left, I don't have any more Harris or Biden toilet paper left.
Oh, okay. You don't sell Trump toilet paper. You're talking about...
No, I have Obama toilet paper.
But not Trump?
No.
Okay. I think you may have been
I'd
heard...
I'd say actually one of my best sellers that's been funny is I have the white privilege card and another oppressed card. And I sell so many of those. It's like everywhere you go, a gun show, anywhere, people buy those little cards. So those are probably one of my best sellers.
They're like concert pass type cards?
No, they look like a credit card. They say white privilege card trumps everything. So people have them. Oh, any customer who comes in now until Thursday gets a free MAGA bag, and they make a good range bag for a pistol with magazines. But it doesn't matter if you come in here and spend a dollar. I give every person a MAGA bag. So I got a few hundred MAGA bags left. So any person who comes here now until Thursday will get one. When I first started here, I gave out 1,500 American flags for free. So now I'm giving out the MAGA bags.
Well, we still have that Trump store in Vegas. And I think, Sonny, you might have been hurt by Donald Trump's online store, TrumpStore.com. He has his own. Were you aware of that online, the TrumpStore.com?
There's so many, but me just being a store right off the road, I did okay advertising on your radio. But one thing that truly hurt me was not having a website where you could look at everything and purchase items directly. If I could have done that, I probably would have done twice as good. I was kind of primitive.
Yeah,
so
that would
you're
be
the
a,
only
you...
advertising in some newspaper. That's it. So I did okay, but that's my downfall is that I didn't end up advertising where you could purchase stuff right off the internet.
I don't know how you could do that by yourself. I mean, you have like 100 different items, and that would take a huge amount of effort to do that. Well, anyway, sad to see you go, Sonny, but we put you on because this is a way to save money on these items, and the big going out of business sale is on officially right now. You're going to stay open on Sunday for it. You're open, what, right now? On,
I'm open 10:30 to 6, 1504 U.S. Highway 395, right on the right-hand sign, right before Sonny's Barbecue. I'm real easy to find. I got an A-frame sign and a big sign.
I was going to ask you about that. Are you affiliated with Sonny's Barbecue?
I'm not. Just we both spell our name with an O. That's it.
All right. I thought they went out of business and that you're getting a new Indian restaurant. there in Gardenville.
Yeah, looks like that. I think they have a business in Tahoe still, but just okay. The Gardenerville one is turned into an
Indian
restaurant.
Wow, Gardenerville's getting an Indian restaurant. That is great. All right. Well, my friend, it's been great getting to know you. Folks, you have till Thursday to stop by and see Sonny. He's on the main drag there in Gardnerville, right above Woodette's, which has John Potter's favorite salad bar, and just a great place to stop and do both. Sonny, it's been great getting to know you, my friend.
Yeah. Thank you, John, and thank you to everybody who's ever come into my store or talked with me. I've had a lot of fun, and I just wanted to say, as a small business owner, I appreciate everybody who's ever came in, and I've met so many nice people, and thank you to everybody, and thank you to John for letting me be on here today.
All right. Take care, Sonny.
Okay.
Bye. Good, happy trails to you. Trump cookie cutter, folks. All right, we're going to take our last break right now. It's 12:45. And 884, last chance to call 884-9910 or text it. I'm John Potter, live and local every Saturday, 9 to noon, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 1145.
On an Android, get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
I'm coming up, so you know, I met a microbiologist yesterday. They're a lot bigger than I imagined. Current temperature is 83 degrees in Reno. I'm John Potter. You know, some people say that I'm condescending, and that is just not true. Condescending, by the way, means talking down to people. It's an adjective. It means showing or implying, usually patronizing, dissent from dignity or superiority, in case you didn't know. See, that's what condescending means, in case somebody out there doesn't even know, you know, what condescending means, you know. I have local disease news, and this one is actually encouraging. We have had no measles cases in Nevada at all this year, despite all the dire warnings that the measles were coming to Nevada, and the local TV news played it up big time. You know, measles were back in the news, and it was because, well, I think it was because Bobby Kennedy, he said something. So the reporters got the local health people to chime in, to disagree. And no, I bet that's how all the scare articles started, about Nevada getting the measles. And they put out their typical media unfounded alarm bells out. Here's a headline from Channel 2 on March 14th, which, my gosh, that's almost 3 months ago. Headline: local officials worry measles could come to Nevada. And here's another headline, also from March: measles cases surge to 378 nationwide, surpassing 2024 total. And this one from April: Nevada preparing for possible measles outbreak. So it's been over 3 months since the March 14th scare story, and not one case in Nevada, not even in crowded, unruly Las Vegas. The latest number nationwide just came out. I checked it this morning. The U.S. has had just over 1,000 cases of measles this year. Here's a recent CBSNews.com headline. This kills me. All right. Headline reads: the United States has recorded the most measles cases in a single year. Yes, since 2019. No, for real. That's how the sentence reads. The United States has recorded the most measles cases in a single year. Then you find out, yes, in a single year since 2019. First line reads, the United States has recorded the most measles cases in a single year. Then the article continues, and you find out that the U.S. has recorded the most measles cases in a single year since 2019. Man, journalism has come a long way since me. The wrong way, if you ask me. So close to fake news. But, you know, we've had measles in the U.S. last year, too. They never really went away. 667 measles cases in the U.S. in 2014. In 2019, 1,274 cases in the U.S. This year, as of today, the U.S. has had 1,168 cases in 33 states. Nevada, no cases, not even in grimy, sinful, wild Las Vegas. But here's the thing, 33 states is a pretty high number. And I feel odd being the pro-vaccine guy here, but I would politely like to say, and I only mention this because I recognize that we all got screwed over on the COVID vaccine, and I recognize that that has left us with some resentments and discomforts, but we have to separate in our minds the COVID vaccine from the real vaccines. I don't know what game they were playing on us with the COVID vaccine, but it certainly wasn't doing us much good from a health standpoint. The other vaccines, the real vaccines, in my view, have been a gift from God. They have had wonderful benefit. And you know, I'm 70 years old. I wish I was younger, but one of the benefits of being that old is that I was alive before there were some of these vaccines. I had, I had measles. I had mumps, whooping cough, I think. When we were young, there were not vaccines for these diseases. There were not protections for young lives. The other day, I just finished up a biography of Douglas MacArthur. I love to read. Douglas MacArthur, profoundly healthy and fit. He and his siblings, when he was a little boy, he lost a brother to measles. Measles killed Douglas MacArthur's brother. And you know, when I travel Nevada, when we take our 5 or 6 Highway 95 or Highway 50 trips through Nevada every year, we stop and hang around towns and take a walk through cemeteries. And we find cemeteries fascinating. And last year we made another visit to the Tonopah Cemetery. Our personal favorite is the Winnemucca Cemetery. It's in a very nice park. You know, that was designed back in the day when cemeteries were like public parks where you would see people visiting all the time, having like picnics or jogging. But you can go through a cemetery, and if you analyze it, look at the dates, the names, or whatever like that, and you notice things. And one thing that you'll notice in some of these old cemeteries is that you had a lot of kids die in about the same time. You notice that there was this one particular year, or maybe a certain couple of months, there were a lot of children who died in this town in that year. And what was that? Those were all diseases of childhood coming through, diseases of childhood that now we have vaccines for. But diseases of childhood, which will come back, will kill again if we take a pass on the real vaccines that work. And you know, there are people who might have a religious thought or whatever, and I don't disrespect you. Whatever your thing is, I'm with you. But I would just politely say, if you think that the conservative thing to do is to reject vaccines, I would say that I think you're mistaken, right? I'm about as conservative as the day is long. It got me fired, right? And I thank God for the real vaccines. And for measles, absolutely no doubt about it. There is a real and proven vaccine, and it wiped that disease out, and it was gone. And then, you know, we had a bunch of illegals come in. We had a bunch of people skip the vaccine, and now we've got measles again. It crossed the 600 mark in 2014. So who cares what John Potter thinks, but it's a worthwhile vaccine to get. And hang in there, TV news. We may get that measles case so you can pile on Bobby Kennedy, who's somehow to blame, I'm sure. He might have said something to somebody, you know. But anyway, that's what I have to say about that.
A quick note for our Yarrington and Smith Valley listeners. We will be up there at about 2 o'clock on top of the mountain at a transmitter site doing some transmitter work. So you may be switching. Hear some switching or silence for a couple seconds here or there, but you shouldn't be down for more than a couple seconds at a time.
Well,
that's
92.3. What would all of our fans at the Riverside and Artist Lofts going to do? Oh, you said Yarrington, right?
Yes, Yarrington and Smith Valley.
All right, because we don't want to lose all those hippie artists at the Riverside Artist Lofts who were listening to me at 9:20 and got offended. Sorry you had to deal with that. Anyway, I'm John Potter. It's been a pleasure as usual. I'm going to be speaking in Gardnerville on Thursday at the Republican Club. If you'd like to stop by, and if you need a speaker for your event, contact the station. I'd be happy to do it. I do it all the time. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you next Saturday. Love you.